On today's Question of Faith, who is Sister Jane? Hey everybody, this is Question of Faith. I am Mike Hayes. I am the Young Adult Ministry Director in the Diocese of Cleveland.
Now I'm Father Damian Ferentz, the Vicar for Evangelization.
And Sister Jane Nesmith, who's the Director of Black Catholic Ministries here in the Diocese of Cleveland.
Yeah, brand new Sister Jane. So now we know who Sister Jane is. That's a good start.
Welcome from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was very, very good to be here. It's really... It's been quite a process to be here. I've just left the license bureau trying to get the license.
Oh.
And I said, if I'm not out of here by 10:30, I'll just have to call and say I'm running late.
Oh,
because
no.
Trying to verify who I am. So it'll be interesting to go through this process here today.
Yeah, so that's great. And so you come to us from Philly, and you've been a sister for a while now. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm a sister of the Blessed Sacrament. Daughter of St. Catherine Drexel,
mm-hmm.
who does have some footage here in the Diocese of Cleveland. I've entered in 1964, so I've been at her daughter for 58 years plus. So I am, I've done various things, and I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But I've lived most of my life and did most of my ministries in Louisiana. One time I was with my mom, and they said, oh, that's Sister Jane from Louisiana. And she nudged me, and she said, you better tell these people where you're from. But I've worked there many years and done various ministries there, graduated from Xavier University, worked in and I'm on the Board of Trustees today. At Xavier University. And worked in several parishes in Lake Charles, Rain, Louisiana. I was a campus minister at Xavier Prep New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah.
For about 10 years. Taught there, headed the religion department, and started the campus ministry, which got me another job with the Diocese of Jamaica later on when they built a school and they wanted to set up a campus ministry office. So I got a call to ask if I could come in to help them get that set up. So I did spend a year in Jamaica working at a high school, teaching there and doing a setting up a campus ministry office.
You do one good job, you get four. You know,
that's right.
How it works.
That's right. And don't say you think there's a need for something, because guess who gets to do it?
Mm-hmm.
So being creative is and being vigilant about the needs of the community, about the basic communities, wherever I am, I guess has been something that's gotten me into a lot of trouble. Good trouble.
Good trouble.
That's right. Good trouble.
A lot of good trouble, yes, indeed. So it's really good to be here at this time and to be open to the needs of the community.
And Sister Jane, your community is not new to Cleveland. Could you tell us a little bit about the history of the Blessed Sacrament Sisters here in the diocese?
Well, it began in 1941 with St. Edward's Church, and I don't think it's still in existence right now. But there was a need to set up the parish. St. Catherine was brought on board to see if she could send sisters to staff the schools. So we were already in Cincinnati earlier. And Columbus. But this was new. It was an opportunity for the sisters to come on board. So St. Catherine set up, worked with the diocese to help bring the sisters on board. And many of the sisters who are retired right now have had the experience of having been here. So they're really, cheering me on
terms
of moving forward.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Cleveland weather is a lot different from New Orleans weather, huh?
Yeah, I was very happy to tell everybody that the first snow came before Thanksgiving, and I said, wow, 3 to 4 inches. So people have been very kind to offer me scarves and gloves and various other warm items to help me go through the winter months. But it's exciting. I was always excited about snow, never wanting to drive. I learned to drive in Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
So my sister said, we can tell. So, but that's okay.
Get off the sidewalks, yeah.
But when it comes to snow and driving, I'm a little hesitant with that. So that's why I've chose to live closer to the diocese downtown. And so I could be sure to at least get to work every day.
Sure.
That's great.
I can walk here.
Yeah. I'm a lousy driver, sister, so don't ask me to teach you.
Okay, please.
But I do know how to drive in snow because I was in Buffalo for 11 years, so I know how to
really?
Do that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh.
Take it easy.
That's right. That's slow down is the main thing. Yeah.
Truly. But that's a good life's lesson anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, sister, tell us about your new ministry in the Diocese of Cleveland. You're the new director of Black Catholic Ministries here in Cleveland. What are your hopes? What are your dreams? What do you see yourself? How do you see yourself serving the Lord?
Well, I think that's all going to be something we're going to see together.
Cool.
Because I think what's important is to get to know the people and get to get a sense of where they're heading, where they're going. And I think it's a listening ear. I was very happy to see a member from one of the Black Catholic churches reading today at the 7:15 Mass. And I think that's what it's all about. It's church, you know, that we mm-hmm. are church. Mm-hmm. And I never have a heads up on where the Holy Spirit is going with whatever ministries we have. But I sense a very strong Catholic and spirit here in Cleveland. That people move forward, they're looking for growth in their spiritual life, and I think that that's what we should be all about. But there's stakeholders in their faith, and they move forward. So it was just a gift to see that we do have a sense of the universal church.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
So. You have written a couple little pamphlets or books, and the one is on St. Catherine Drexel and the Rosary. And tonight we're going to bring more of those copies out to Our Lady of Peace. Could you talk a little bit about that work?
Well, I really thought that work was – what happened was when St. Catherine was canonized, I went to Rome with any sister who could go, all of the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament, in the year 2000. And it was a thought, my creativity was the thoughts. I get the thoughts, but then I need people to make those thoughts happen, come mm-hmm. into reality. Mm-hmm. And I was in the square and just looking at the buildings, and there was this young black guy. He was no more than about 20 years old, but he had a sketchbook, and he was looking at all the figurines in the square, and he was interpreting them as he would see them through his eyes as an African-American. And so I walked over to him, and I said, hey, what are you doing? He said, I'm just doing some sketching. But I said, you're really good. And he says, well, no, I'm not an artist. I just like to sketch things. And I said, yeah, but your perspective is really – and I said, I have a desire to do something with the rosary and have – because the books that I see are, you know, not reflective of people of color. And I thought that maybe doing something – he said, but I'm not an artist. He kept telling me, I'm not an artist. And I said, but you could do that. Look at the pictures that we have and some of the books that we have and write and draw them through your eyes. And he said, you're kidding me? I said, no, I think it would be great. I didn't have any other resource for this. And here you are sitting here at this event. So I took him on board with our group and he said, well, sister, you know what? It is God's work, right? I said, it's God's work. So he says, I'm going to do it. 16 years later,
He
found me and he said, sister, remember those sketches? I've got them ready for you. And I said, you're kidding me. So at that point, no, I've been working on it. And he never said anything about it. He said, I got your name from one of the sisters and I found out where you were. And I'd like to see that you get them. So at that point, I think I was in Jamaica, and I said, well, I'll be coming back to the States after this. And I was getting ready to be elected to leadership for the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. At least my name was up. So I said, I'll be coming back to the States And then, you know, he says, I'll just, you know, would like you like to give them to you personally. And so that, as I stepped into leadership in 2015, I knew that this was one thing that I had to do, was get some kind of book together where his pictures could be on display. Mm-hmm. So his picture is in the book. And I'm very happy that the diocese ran off copies of it so that, you know, all those who are participating in this event coming up for Black History Month will be able to get a copy for themselves and for their rosary groups, if they have rosary groups that gather, or if their families pray the rosary together, they'll be able to get this. It has a quote from St. Catherine on each of the pictures and the scriptural passage. So I just thought it was, you know, it was an opportunity for me to realize a dream to come true. So that's how the Lord did it. And he's still telling me, you know, I'm not an artist. That's the only thing I've ever put out there, you know. And I said, well, praise the Lord. Yeah, the Lord likes to use those who are not trained, because then we know from whom our help came.
Yeah. Indeed, amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Indeed. In 16 years, you'd practically given up
years.
On it, right?
And here he is, had the product finished. So I'm very happy to be able to share that with the
that's amazing.
With those who gather.
That's what Ruud is talking, that at various Black Catholic churches throughout the diocese, each week now they're having Black Catholic History Rosary and Adoration. So tonight we'll be over at Our Lady of Peace in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. On Shaker Boulevard.
On Shaker Boulevard, but in Cleveland, as Father Gary Shimura, who is my spiritual director, will remind me. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, I'll have to do a couple laps. And we were together the other night at St. Aloysius, St. Agatha, in Cleveland as well, which was magnificent.
Yeah, it's a beautiful church.
Just a really beautiful church.
Good turnout, too. There were, 40-some people there, at least?
At least, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
very good.
And so we'll put in the show notes where this is going to be for the next 3 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really moved the other night when I went there, and I was really looking forward to it. And last Thursday was the only one I can go to. I have conflicts other weeks, but I went in there. You know, I was really moved to tears by the mysteries of the Rosary. I mean, I was sitting there all of a sudden. I was like, oh, I didn't know this was going to happen. Wait a minute.
Yes, it really was beautiful.
It was really, really beautiful.
And it was a great testimony from one of the members. I think he was a member of St. Aloysius, not sure. But at any rate, the testimony of faith was
yes.
very strong. And the witness of faith was very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So it was beautiful. And it's good to remember culturally, you know, to get the foundation, to remember the journey and some of the good trouble we've gotten into over the years. And so it was a very deep, I was deeply moved as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. And then people stayed around late. There was a nice reception afterwards
yeah.
and gym and more community time. So it was wonderful.
Yeah. That was the first time I had been in that parish at St.
Aloysius.
Yeah, in the church
yeah,
itself,
it's,
yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Which was really beautiful. And they're obviously doing some work. There was a lot of renovation going on, but it was I was trying to picture what it was going to look like when everything was done. And I was like, man, this is just a magnificent space. Mm-hmm. I was there with my classmate Chris Loxterman was there. I'm in the deacon program at the diocese. And Chris is my classmate, and I said, wow, so what's this going to look like when it's done? And he goes,
yes.
It's going to look amazing. And I said, it looks amazing already.
Mm-hmm. Right,
said,
right. It is
you know,
beautiful.
It's just really a really lovely space.
Mm-hmm.
Right outside that side door, someone pointed out to me that there were two stone pillars, and I guess they do a living nativity scene for 3 days working up to Christmas. And they get a camel, I think, from Medina, county south of here, and they said it's not to be missed. So that's a pretty cool thing, too. If you've not been to St. Aloysius, visit. And they just illuminated the whole facade of the church now. So when I drove up, I thought, this is glorious. And the door was open, welcoming
mm-hmm.
people in.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yep.
Very nice.
A couple other things coming up. We have Theology on Tap tonight.
Father Kevin Klinowski,
yes.
former student, speaking.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's over at
Four City Brewery.
Four City Brewery. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's why we brought you, Father.
Mm-hmm. Finish each other's sentences on our 50th episode.
That's right. It's our 50th episode. We didn't even talk about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you've been at this quite a while.
Okay. Yeah. And we were talking. We said, well, what are we going to do for our 50th episode? And Father Daniel looks at me and he goes, Sister Jane. And I was like, perfect.
Well, we were already planning in to come for lunch today. So we thought, well, let's come in an hour early and record a little podcast.
Yeah. Very nice.
It's been great.
Very happy
and so listeners, thanks for all your support. We're over 10,000 downloads. We're about 220 regular loyal listeners now, which is great for a podcast of our size. Mm-hmm. I was telling you, I used to work in radio, and so some of my former radio colleagues are still doing that. And uh-huh. So I would call them up and said, is this good? Like, are we doing okay at this? So they're like, oh my God, that's great. They're like, no, you're really doing well. So I was like, okay, so great. So thanks to the listeners. Keep it going. If you can rate and review our podcast, especially on Apple or on Spotify, that would be great. And we appreciate you on doing that. We got a couple of new ratings recently. We'll bring those next time.
Oh, cool.
Of people who are liking what we're doing. So nice. It's great. Our Young Adult Mass is Saturday. So for the global celebration of young people on the Solemnity of Christ, the King of the Universe, next Saturday, 4:30 at the Cathedral, with the Most Reverend Michael Woost, Auxiliary Bishop of Cleveland.
Be straight back from the USCCB conference.
He will, exactly.
Bishop Molesic.
Yeah, I was going to check out the live stream a little bit later, see if he asks a question or anything.
Mm.
So it'll be fun. So we've done our church search, and then our gospel for this coming week is from Luke's gospel. And it says, now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, are you not the Christ? Save yourself, then us. The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal. And then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. It's one of my favorite scripture passages, actually.
Why?
Well, one, I think it's sort of absurd that the good thief asks Jesus to remember him while he's hanging there for a capital crime. He's like, please remember me. By the way, I'm that guy who was hanging next to you because of what I've done. Remember that. And I often will meditate on this, and I'll say, what I want to say to God most of the time is, Jesus, please don't remember me. Don't remember all the stupid things I've done. And I was thinking of the bravery of the good thief to say, I'm going to testify that you're the Son of God, but I also want you to remember me, and that includes everything that I've ever done, even though I know I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the real testimony of remember me, because Jesus loves us all, no matter what we've done. He loves us, and that's the thing we have to hold on to in life.
Yeah.
The love of God, not our faults and failings, which we do have, all of us, but that he loves us anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And he doesn't say, remember my sins. He says, remember me.
Me.
His truest identity, and the Lord knows that.
So. Yeah. Yeah, my friends who do prison ministry all say that the thing that they have to remind the prisoners is that they're more than their crimes, that they're more than a thief, that more than a murderer. Mm-hmm. So you're not just the worst thing you've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a good message for all of us, that we're not just the worst thing we've ever done. We're more than that.
Indeed.
Yeah. And so, Sister Jane, we wish you well in your new ministry, and we're going to be friends.
We're going to try.
We're going to try, that's right. Yeah.
I like how she talks and thinks. What's funny is before we started this show, I am notoriously good at reminding people to pray before every meeting.
Yes.
And sometimes I'll just say, Holy Spirit, come. But we came in here, we were about to start, and Sister Jane says, wait, we're going to pray. I'm like, let's pray. So I like it. It's great. It's so good to have you here, Sister.
Well, thank you.
So good.
It's good to be here.
That'll be fun. So we'll all see you next time here on Question of Faith.